All right. Prior to the season, I think many people had the Texans. I don't know anybody in terms of the AFC. I don't know anybody that had that didn't have the Texans as a top five team in the AFC. As we've talked about it, Vegas had them behind the Chiefs and tied with the Ravens in terms of odds, best odds during the offseason to get out of the AFC. And as we sit and look at it now, Clint, there are three teams that are unbeaten: the Steelers, the Bills, who got to 3-0 last night, and then the Chiefs. And then there are other teams that are in the same boat as the Texans at a 2-1 record. The Texans, obviously, your Jets, the Chargers as well, they're 2-1. And then, you know, there are some prizes, some surprises, like the Ravens down at 1-2. The Bengals down at 0-3 with losses to the Patriots and the Commanders. Where do you now see, in terms of, we're now 3 weeks into the season, 713-572-4610. Those of you can jump in on this. I just saw someone text in. I got them fourth now. Where do you see the Texans now that you've seen 3 weeks of them? Where do you put them in the hierarchy in the AFC?
Man, that is a tough question, Ron. Because I mean, I think the Buffalo Bills and the Kansas City Chiefs and the New York Jets are ahead of them. You know, I think when you get beyond those three teams,
I just can't put the Steelers over them yet.
Well, yeah. I mean, look, I'm with you. Like the Steelers are.
That's getting better, Clint.
No, it's getting better, and they're dangerous. But again, we got to look at who these teams have played. The Steelers have beaten the Chargers, the Falcons, and the Broncos. You know, again, it's been in that fashion of defense and not turning the ball over. And while there's something to be said for that, it's not Super Bowl caliber. Like, they're going to have to get a lot more out of their quarterback, which is trending in that direction. They're going to have to get a lot more out of their quarterback to be in the same conversation with the Bills.
He took more chances against the Chargers.
Yeah, and he did. But so here's where I'd go. I'd go Buffalo, Kansas City, and New York. I would put them as the top three teams in the AFC. And then there's a big group of teams that we just, whether they've played above their head, the Pittsburgh Steelers, or they've played below, which I would think the Texans are in that conversation. I think you've got the Steelers, the Chargers, the Texans.
I still got the Ravens in that.
Oh, I'm sorry. No. You're correct.
They're 1-2, Clint.
No. I take that back. The Ravens are in there with Kansas City and Buffalo.
You think so?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
Raiders loss at home was.
It hurts. No, I get it. But there's just certain teams that just that have earned the stripes. They got the pelts on the wall. The Baltimore Ravens for me are in that conversation. They've not done enough to fall out of.
You have them in there with Kansas City.
Yes, it would be four: the Jets, the Chiefs, the Bills, and the Baltimore Ravens. I have as your top four AFC teams, and then you've got teams that are on the rise, that have new coaches, that have played above board, maybe exceeded expectations. You got some that haven't. That they're in that, I don't know enough about them yet. The Steelers and the Texans are one of those. The Chargers are one of those teams, no doubt about it. I think the Dolphins would be, but you lose Tua, and right now you can't put them in the conversation.
You don't know when he's going to come
back. So, yeah, I look at the Texans are in that second tier of AFC team right now for
me. Second tier. That's a good way to put it. Second tier. So you have, yeah, I would have those four. The Chargers – and someone just texted in, Clint, the Jets haven't earned anything. They didn't say anything.
You don't think the Jets ain't earned nothing?
When I came out of the darkness.
They said ish. Yeah, I mean, their two wins against
the – I mean, their two wins, they've lost to the 49ers in San Francisco. They've got one of the better defenses. They've got one of the better quarterbacks in the game. I believe in them. But, yeah, their two wins aren't much. I mean, that's fair. I think it's fair. Patriots and Titans.
Yeah. So I would probably have the Jets more. I would have the Jets in the Pittsburgh Chargers range of, I don't know. I don't know about them. If Herbert wasn't hurt, and Herbert might miss some time, they're thinking potentially high ankle sprain.
Yeah,
Herbert. And Joey Bosa has already had his annual lower leg injury that he has every single year. He is going to miss some time. Derwin James just got suspended a game as well. So that's not long term. But the Herbert thing, I believe their coach, a lot of it was wacky and as weird as Jim is. I believe their coach and his success level. So I would believe a little bit more of them if Herbert wasn't injured. But the injury to Herbert could potentially be an issue. But like, yeah, I would have Kansas. To me, Kansas City and Buffalo have separated themselves. I believe in the Ravens, but I just can't. I just can't walk off. I mean, you just let Gardner Minshew just walk in for the second straight year. He did it with the Colts last year, where they walked into Baltimore and beat them in week two. You just let them and the Raiders. And then the Raiders turned around and got their asses handed to them by the Panthers, who didn't look like a football team the previous couple of weeks. So I would bring them differently. But I would have the Ravens. Like, the Texans got to beat the Ravens for me. Like, that's just a team that...
The Texans have to beat the Ravens?
For me to have the Texans to jump the Ravens, like, for me to feel like the Texans are a better football team than the Ravens, I got to see them on the field beat them.
After losing twice last year.
It's just a matchup where I look like that's almost the Texans, like, hump that they got
to
get over.
To me, when you, as a Texans fan, to me, when I, like, watching the Texans over the last 5 years, I go back to the COVID year when, I said this before, when Baltimore came in here with nobody in the stands us. Yeah. It seems like since then, they've been toying with us. It seems like since then, they've just kind of been tiptoeing through the tulips and almost knowing after the game we're going to laugh, we're going to come over, we're going to shake hands. And it's been that way every time. It seems seemingly every time we come up against the Baltimore Ravens. It's borderline disrespectful at this point in time. So I agree with you. That is a huge hurdle for the Houston Texans. I don't know if it is so much is for the team as it is for my ass, but I know it is for me.
The Ravens could be 1-3 right now. I just, like, we see and know what their ceiling is.